So good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for having Ann and myself here. I'm Floyd Przanski, State Senator, District 4, which includes parts of Lane and Douglas counties. I'm honored to be asked to be back for the conference this year, and I want to just tell you that the work that Ann did as the one of the co-chairs for the implementation committee Measure 91 was very phenomenal because it took an opportunity, because the way we worked the committee is we had House and Senate members sitting together, no pun intended, but as a joint committee. And at that point, what we were trying to do is cut down where we wouldn't see everything going repetitiously on each side of the two chambers. And Ann had the task of moving forward the House side of the agenda, and then my colleague, co-chair on the Senate side, Jenny Burdick, had the task for the Senate side. I had the opportunity to be one of the co-vice chairs on the Senate side, and I really appreciated having that opportunity. What we wanted to do and what we tried to do was two different perspectives of what we were wanting to accomplish. If you've not been involved in the legislative process, I can tell you there's a point in your legislative sessions that it becomes what is known as sausage making. Sausage making is not a good thing to be involved in. Most people who see sausage being made don't usually eat sausage after seeing it being made. And this is the unfortunate part that we found ourselves in toward the end of the session, because there were a demand on my side of the chambers, on the Senate side of leadership, that we had to have bipartisan support for whatever pieces of legislation were going to move forward. You can understand that the frustration that some of us, including myself, had when you have a supermajority of 18-12. It's not that you're trying to force your way on anyone, but you believe in your public policies. You want them to go forward. What you don't want to see them is getting watered down to accommodate some needs that we feel that are not necessary, not appropriate. As Anna said, some of the stuff that we will, in fact, be working on in this next short session in 16 and going into 17 is more justice reform in the war against marijuana. I will tell you from a personal note, my day job, because we do not meet on a daily basis in the legislature, most of us have to be employed outside unless you're retired or independently wealthy. I can say for myself and for Ann, we don't meet that, and so we do have day jobs. Both of us are attorneys. My attorney practice is doing prosecution work for municipalities that have criminal ordinances. And so I have the opportunity to serve in my communities, two different communities, as a prosecutor, and actually on the ground level of seeing what the impacts actually are to individuals that are actually faced with some of the outcomes that occur through our policies that we've had. And as Alex said, we did make some great strides during this last session in trying to right the ship and get us back in a better perspective. But as you can imagine, there are a lot of individuals that were coming on this trip with us who were not ready to, let's say, go as far as we did, and so we did have to scale back. So there is going to be more room to go forward. Our presentation today, what we wanted to do is kind of just gloss over some of the areas. And if you're here in Oregon, I know that there are many individuals that are probably from out of state, but if you are an Oregon resident and you want to follow the legislation that we passed, what I'd like to do is tell you, first of all, you can go to any search engine, find the Oregon State Legislature, and from there you can go into the bills, into the laws. What you would want to do is go into the 2015 session, which we just completed, to look at the actual bills, and you'll want to look at the bills that are in categorized as enrolled. The enrolled bill means it was actually the one that was the final bill that was actually signed into law. So the bills that we had that are instrumental in what the work that we did, House Bill 3400 is the major bill that has the reforms as it pertains to the medical changes that had to be made to get compromise, as well as in the area of rec sales and what's going to be coming based on Measure 91 passing this last November. That's about 10 pages of reading for you. What I would tell you is that as you go through that, you'll start seeing some similarities, and there's different captions and areas that you may want to focus on. But if you have issues and questions, feel free to contact my office, and we'll do our best to ensure you get the information that you need. Senate Bill 460 was another bill that we passed. Some people refer to this as early rec sales. Many of us thought this was were too late sales because we really should have had this up and running on July 1 when Oregonians had the right and do have the right today to legally possess. They don't have a legal access to actually receive or purchase recreational marijuana. Come October 1, in just a few more weeks, we will have that opportunity. It had to be also looked at in a sense of instead of just allowing any and all dispensaries to do it, there are some limitations. First, the dispensary has to want to sell recreational side, plus the communities that they're in, either in a city, if they're in within an incorporated city limits, or in the outside of the incorporated city limits, the county have to agree to allow those existing dispensaries to have rec sales during this period of time. The goal here is to ensure that we have a transition for individuals who are wanting to be in the using marijuana on the recreational side to be able to make that transition in what I'm going to call a more smoother transfer than what we saw in our sister states of Colorado as in Washington State. Our goal is that we will, and what was required under the statute is that an individual who wants to purchase marijuana for recreational use will be limited during the purchasing through the dispensaries to being able to purchase up to 1/4 ounce of what is defined as usable marijuana. Usable marijuana is the leaf or bud and flowers of the plant. Also, there'll be the ability to buy clones or start plants as well during this buildup. What we will see is that the recreational side is not going to be up and running for retail sales outlets, probably for another year from today. At the earliest, sometime in September 2016 is what OLCC has said. And so we'll basically have an opportunity between now and that time to allow individuals to be able to exercise their right to possess and have a course to be able to purchase it through these dispensaries who are participating. There is a possibility, I'm not sure to what level, that we may see some changes as to what will occur through that level of service in the February session that will be coming up. It's a very short session. Our short session is 35 days in length, and so you can only imagine that if you're really going to try to move something through, you have to have everyone on board. So I'm not sure what, if any, modifications we'll be able to make to what we've done in this past session, which was about 5 months in length. But we will be focusing for some changes that where we have built those alliances and we have enough support to move forward in February. And for those projects that we have not reached that threshold, we'll move back and regroup and get ready for the 2017 session. The other two bills I'll just mention to you that you may want to look at, Senate Bill 844, that establishes a task force. One of the things that we want for Oregon is to be on the cutting edge, looking at when we have a nationwide legalization, how we are going to be able to position this state economically to be one of the drivers in the cannabis industry throughout the country. This task force will, in fact, allow for a lot of buildup and what we can expect and do on the medical side, as well as what we'll see as to, I think, in the recreational side as well. And it will have leading people in the industry and from all different disciplines coming together and working for the goal of making certain Oregon is positioned for the future. Also within that bill is dealing with expungement. Ann talked briefly about some of the changes that we've made. And so if you are an individual or have someone that close to you that may have had a prior conviction, you'll want to look at that area to see if they can get relief immediately going through this process of having their record expunged from a prior criminal conviction. The last, I believe I have the House bill number correct, 2041, is the one that deals with taxing of marijuana. Very briefly, that is a program that there was a lot of discussion as to how we were going to implement taxing for recreational, at what level was it going to be. The measure actually called for it to be at the grower level. We were persuaded, and I think rightfully, that it should be at the point of sale, and that's what you're going to see. And so we have shifted that. The amount of the tax is the lowest of any place in the country. 17% is what the baseline is, with the opportunity for the locals, if they are on board and allowing for sales, to have up to 3% that was local. And when I say up to 3%, that means if a city wants to impose a tax, it will only be on the facilities that are within that city's limits. If you have a facility that's outside of a city limits, inside the county would have that same opportunity, but only for the facilities in the unincorporated areas. In other words, the cities can't add 3% and the counties can't add another 3%. It's a total of 3%. So we're at 20%. And this is what I believe is one of the most important things when we're looking at the Cole memo. For those who are not familiar with the Cole memo, this is what came out of the Fed's Department of Justice. It has about 8 points in there that we have to follow. And one of the things is trying to make certain the underground market, the drug cartels are not being facilitated through recreational sales. And we believe by having the lower taxing that we will be able to have a better edge and attempt to compete against the underground market. So with that, I guess there's one thing. We're going to go take questions. We're going to sit down and take questions like Anthony did. I will respond to two things I heard Anthony said that caused me a little bit of concern to hear that the rules are being written this way. I'm assuming these are the drafting of the rules from OLCC. One of the questions that came out earlier is having spouses or significant others being required to have a background check. I don't get it. I'm not sure what in the heck that is going to do. To me and what Ann and what we've talked about is what we're trying to do is take a commodity that has been a proven commodity in history and bringing it back to being legitimate, and we're going to treat it like alcohol. And I don't know when OLCC requires a spouse or a significant other or someone has a license under the alcohol side should have, if they don't do it there, why are we doing it on the cannabis side? So with that, I know that y'all have a lot of questions. We'll try to get as much information to you today, and if not, I believe I can speak for both of us. If you have other additional questions, you can link to us off of our webpage for the legislature. You can find any of the legislators there, and you can send questions. And then if we don't have the information, we do have our certified smart person down in legislative council. Mark Meyer was a significant individual and this push, and we've given a lot of acknowledgments to a lot of people today from what I've heard. The one thing I can tell you, without having a person like Mark being the driver in the legislative council, understanding this subject backwards, forwards, and sideways, we would not be able to come up with the products that we did as quickly as we did and actually make sure that we're crossing the T's and dotting the I's. So please, if you have questions, we'll try to get through them.